You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Third hour, here we go. How about Mark Weber, gang? Now, was he dynamite or what, Eddie?
I tell you what, Mark has always been one of my favorite writers. I've known about him for years. This is the first time I was blessed and privileged to sit in with Mark Weber. Thank God I was here tonight when he came out.
He's always a treasure and just an incredible guest. Not only a good writer, but a great speaker and an equally good radio guest. Amen to that.
He's brave.
And he's brave, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you another guy that's brave. Anybody that's 68 years old and is planning to run three 26.2-mile marathons this year on top of the five marathons he has run in the last couple of years. Of course, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Eddie the Bombardier Miller, a man who is off his rocker when it comes to that. Hey, folks, Eddie ran 22 miles in training this morning and still drove into work tonight. Come to the studio, ran 22 miles today. He should be sitting in an ice bath or on a ventilator or something. But finally, Eddie got the credit he has deserved above and beyond what we give him here when this topic is brought up for conversation on the political cesspool. So many listeners and fans of this show have supported Eddie's runs on behalf of the pediatric children at St. Jude Research Hospital. And Eddie was profiled by ABC News this week. We're going to play that clip very quickly.
I want you to meet a man who says he was a wreck in every way in his life. A human could be, actually, mentally, physically, spiritually, intellectually, psychologically. But then he says he had a miraculous experience at a St. Jude marathon, and he says the race has changed his life forever. It's local good news.
You may think these folks are just hanging out under the neon lights at Lafayette's Music Room in Midtown Memphis. They're here ringing the cowbell, trying to get you pumped for a big event coming up for St. Jude.
We're your fundraising coaches.
ALSAC organizers are hoping you grab the tennis shoes and run for the children. They're not asking you to hit the pavement here in the Bluff City, but they do want you to head to the Music City and participate in the St. Jude Nashville Marathon. The Country Music 5K takes place April 25th.
I was having a severe cardiac arrhythmia, and most people die from that.
68-year-old Eddie Miller runs for St. Jude after a life-changing experience.
And I promised God that if it didn't kill me, if I didn't die, that the next year, come hell or high water, I was going to run that damn marathon.
Since then, Eddie has run five full marathons and one half marathon. He says he's hooked on helping the children.
Yeah, I get a tremendous amount of spiritual stimulation from going to St. Jude.
We continue to recruit for St. Jude heroes all across the Memphis area. We would love 1,000 more Eddies.
Speaking of thousands, this year, Eddie has a goal of raising $20,000 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And he says he's not just running to get one of these medals. He says it's truly about the children who have given him a new lease on life.
I love it. It's my life.
And that's local good news.
All right. Well, we're not going to dwell on that right now, but that was featured on the local ABC News affiliate here in Memphis last week. And so since there have been so many fans of the political cesspool that have donated to Eddie's runs for St. Jude, I thought that that was a victory lap, no pun intended, not just for Eddie. It's my honor to be able to play that. And, of course, for those in the audience who have taken an active interest in Eddie's side passion, in addition to his work on the radio, running like that. Listen, running in three full marathons at 68 years old. Eddie did it last year. He's doing it again this year. You folks have helped him. Now, we left you hanging last week talking about Eddie leaving his church, and so we're going to revisit that hardcore here this hour. But before we even got into that, I wanted to play that. And he's going to join the Mormons. That's right. I wanted to play that ABC News clip, but it's we're no strangers to making the news here in the political cesspool, but it is unusual that it's that good.
And listen, I would like to think, if I can stop from crying, a lot of you folks probably think I'm a hell for leather, you know, combat, but I'm a very sentimental, emotional guy, and I do love humanity. I'm a Christian. I love humanity, just like James, just like Sam, just like Keith. I would like to thank you people out there because, like James said, without the political cesspool, Liberty Roundtable, I could not have been the number one. Listen, I'm a St. Jude hero. I was the number one fundraising St. Jude hero in Memphis, Tennessee last year. And listen, you people out there in political cesspool had a tremendous part on that. Everything I've done, all the money, I've raised thousands of dollars for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital since 2012. And you people out there, you need to be very proud because you've helped. And I'm going to shut up before I start crying and turn over to my son, James.
Well, he works for his family and his kin here on the radio. He works for all children at St. Jude. And he's just a good guy. These are the kinds of people that we are, and certainly our family comes first, but we got a little side time, as Eddie does in his golden years, and he puts it to good use. And God bless you for that, Eddie. And congratulations on getting that very nice feature on ABC News here in Memphis.
And I will be in, just in case you people like to know, if you want to keep up with the old papaw here, I'll be in Nashville running the Nashville St. Jude Marathon April the 25th. I'll be in New York, God willing, I'll be in New York running the TCS New York Marathon, St. Jude Marathon, November the 1st. Be back in Memphis December 5th running the Memphis St. Jude Marathon.
And that's his gonna be upcoming schedule. And in between those three marathons, every Saturday night, you're going to hear Eddie on the political cesspool. So that's almost 80 miles, folks. That's 26.2 times 3. That's almost 80 miles. And that's just in the marathon. Now, he ran 22 miles today in training just for fun. That's not counting all the miles that he logs in training. And he trains on a strict regimen every week. So, yeah. You know, you're probably talking about hundreds of miles you would have ran.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of miles that you run this year in practice to make yourself physically fit to participate in these marathons.
Many pair of shoes. You just burn through the best shoes made. They don't make shoes that hold up that many miles. But, hey, it's worth it. It's kept me out of a mental institution, kept me out of the doctor's office, and it goes for the kids. I feel like it's my passion. And I know we here at the Political Cesspool, we here at Liberty News Radio with Sam Bushman, God bless him, has supported me. We're good people. I mean, I'm not bragging on myself, but we love the baby Jesus, and I know Sam will back that up 100%. And just God bless all of y'all for supporting us. The Political Cesspool and Liberty News has been out a lot of airtime supporting me and my runs for St. Jude. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, James. Thank you all the Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio family, because you are a family. God bless you all.
And again, you're very welcome, Eddie, and well-deserved. And we're bringing it up again tonight because, again, he just got that nice feature piece on ABC News here in town, and we're all very excited about that. So one way or another, we're making news every week. This is a little unusual, but we're equally thrilled about it. And you mentioned about how our faith in Jesus Christ is part of the fabric that makes up our program, and we're going to be talking about that for the next couple of segments. So as we made mention of at the very end of last week's show, you recently, just as a couple of weeks ago, left your church. We're going to let the people know what happened and what may be coming next for Eddie Miller. Left his church, mind you, folks, did not renounce his faith, just left his particular church. We're going to give you all the details right after this.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
I was just looking at the Get Prepared Expo schedule. 10 o'clock, Saturday morning. Aaron Dakins, Emergency Hydration. Dr. Judy Wood, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Free Energy-Directed Technology on 9/11. Dr. Norman Shealy, Lower Your Blood Pressure, Increase Your Endurance. Judy Dollarheit, Water Filtration at Home and on the Go. John Moore, Violent Climate Change, Should You Relocate? Then at 11 o'clock, Mike Ma, How to Negotiate, Bribe, and Barter for Your Life. Tony Pache, Long-Term Food Storage Plans for Your Survival. Matt Stein, When Disaster Strikes. Roy Birdsong, How Cell Phones Work. Get a Cell Phone Plan for $8 a Month. Harry Cooper, History's Big Lies. Hitler and his wife did escape to Argentina. Glenn Meter, Survival Still and Water Distillation During an Emergency. And Storman Norman Cantwell, Doing the Unthinkable to Defend Your Life. And that's just 2 hours. We have 13 more to go. The last weekend in March. Tickets just $8 online at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets. Perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Talking about the people who have helped fund Eddie's runs, of course, we want to again thank the people who keep this show on the air each and every week throughout each hard-fought quarter that we have to do these fundraising drives. And we're in the middle of the first one of 2015 right now. Want to read this note, this handwritten note that came in from Denise in Minnesota. She writes, James and staff, thank you for all your hard work and bubbly enthusiasm. I'm looking forward to reading Rebel Wisdom, which is, of course, the book we're sending out to folks who contribute $100 or more this month. Sounds very interesting. Thanks again and God bless. That comes from Denise in Minnesota. We received a contribution during the show tonight from Scott in South Carolina. All of you folks are responsible. You know, how important is this show? Well, important enough that Congress concerns itself. The United States Congress concerns itself with what we say and who we talk to. That's how important this show is. That's how big this show has become. Always making the news, always advancing the banner for our people and our faith. That's what the political cesspool does. You know, a million views on YouTube alone, these random videos. We talked about that in the second hour. And people say, hey, well, you know, yeah, 18,000 views here, 23,000 views there, 140,000 views on this one that y'all have gotten. But folks, these are generic grassroots postings that people have done. This isn't even officially sanctioned by the cesspool. But that is the way we do things. You can say, well, I saw a dog playing the harmonica and it got, you know, 79 million hits. We're not a flash in the pan. We're not, you know, we're not Taylor Swift. You know, Taylor Swift maybe has 50 million views on one of her videos. We're not bankrolled by the system. We're not a flash in the pan. Those videos with 18,000, 9,000, 20,000 all added up to over a million. That's how we do business. Week in, week out, day in, day out, we grind against the machine, folks. And that's the way we've gotten from the beginning to where we are now. And I think it's very appropriate that's how we got to a million views on YouTube.
You got my spine tingling now. James, son, I love you to death, son. You are my son as far as I'm concerned. The audience knows that full well. I remember all too well those days at the bean field. We could probably threaten to assassinate somebody. No one would care because don't we have, what we have? What was our max audience in those days? Maybe, maybe
back in
500?
The fall of 04, who's to say? It wasn't a lot, but we've gotten a lot, and we've done it gradually, step by step. That's how we do it. And it's because of people like Denise and Scott. Now, we got to tell the people what happened at church because we've been letting them hang for 2 weeks. But, folks, please remember, if you've not yet donated this month to our quarterly fundraising drive, please do so. We got a lot of ground to cover in just 10 days remaining in the month. Now, Eddie, you wrote this in to me via email this week as we were talking about this. Should we flee what we estimate to be a hopeless fight against all odds in what appears to be an apostate 501c3 government institution where the gospel of Jesus Christ, as handed down over the millennia, is being replaced with a New Age style worship, with a new norm being founded on cultural Marxist ideology, where rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ rakes mixing the canonization of the Jew and the deification of Israel seems to reign supreme, where Jesus is being replaced by the new way, the new truth, and the new light, where none comes to God except through politically correct apostasy. That is what, and Chuck Baldwin, the great Baptist minister Chuck Baldwin, one of the great Christian leaders, I think, in America today, just wrote a column that could be found at libertyroundtable.com, and I believe it's something along the lines of that the pastors and churches today have done more to destroy the church than any outside influence ever could. Well, Eddie, we've talked and revisited this time and time again on the show about what goes on at your church. And I believe one of the first things that caught you off guard a few years ago when you became a Christian late in life.
Yes, I did.
I think I was born wood. I remember actually having that conversation with my pastor and my father. I was a very young boy when I accepted Christ, but I still remember it. You don't forget that. And I maybe was 6, 8 years old, but I still remember exactly what I was wearing, where I was sitting, so on and so forth. So I started very young in my Christian life. You came to it late. But one of the things in your zeal as a newborn believer was, you know, going to church and being around fellow believers, and you told them about this great opportunity to vote for a Baptist for president, to vote for Chuck Baldwin, and not a single one of them did at your own Southern Baptist church. And that was one of the things in the very beginning, but not the last in a long list of things that happened at church that made you take a second look at the style of people that the church was catering to.
Well, son, you remember what I say better than I remember what I say. As you get longer in the tooth like I am, and you have so many irons of fire, you forget what you say. But you're absolutely right. That really infuriated me. That muddied my creek, like Jack Clampett would say. I told the people at my church, this is a Southern Baptist church, people. We have a Southern Baptist minister running on the Constitutional Party ticket as president, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He ran 1 year as vice president on the same ticket with Michael Peruca, a fellow who supported me in trying to teach the constitutional classes in church. And they would not vote for him because they said they were going to vote for the lesser of the two evils. And I said, you ignorant people, you're dumb as a stump. You're voting for evil. Why in the name of God would you vote for evil when you have a Southern Baptist minister who stands for everything you say you stand for, but yet you said you're not going to vote for him because he's going to lose? Well, I maintain to you, you might as well vote for Satan, because Satan is always going to win here in America. If Satan was on the ticket right here, he will give you, the people in your church, everything he wants, as long as he can corrupt your soul. It infuriates me because they had a chance, a Southern Baptist congregation. I bet they didn't get, I was the only vote, me and James and probably Sam, but the only people who voted for Michael Peruca and Pastor Chuck Baldwin. It infuriated me. Yes, that's one of the many things that made me want to leave the church. It infuriated me. That, along with the Jew worship and the worship of Israel. You know, and
you got kicked out of your Esther class when they were glorifying.
They had to shut the whole Esther class.
And we've talked about that, and we're not even getting – I mean, these are just some of the things – we could probably – we've talked for hours over the last few years about some of the things that have gone on at Eddie's church.
Private.
But we need to get to what happened just a couple of weeks ago. This is just to paint a picture, folks. But basically, you got into an argument during the middle of a sermon with a fellow congregant. Am I right?
Yes.
Let me break it down because I don't want you to give too much away.
Yeah, I was ashamed because, listen, it came within a fraction of me laying this guy out cold as a mackerel right during the pastor's sermon. And I was just so infuriated, you know, and this is what the tipping point, you know, and I call their bluff.
Can I break it down in my own words?
Because you're faster than
this
me.
I'm going to paraphrase Eddie's long story as he related to me. Basically, everyone in this church appears to be for the American occupation in the Middle East, helping Israel by napalming, you know, all of the Arabs. And that's not to say that the Muslims are our allies and friends. They're certainly not friends of the West or of Christ, but they have done certainly far less to harm us than Israel has. And the Jewish pattern influence that we find ourselves afflicted with here, the anti-Christian influence of a lot of these Jewish power brokers that we have here in this country. But basically, you're into it with a guy who supported all of these wars, and you're talking about it being an undeclared war against somebody who had really never harmed us, that basically it was just murder, that the same people that go to this church know that everything the government does and advocates for is wrong and is evil, but they are for them going in and having these unconstitutional wars. So you say, well, listen, if you're for that, you know, you're against abortion. If we're sanctioning, you know, murder through these undeclared wars that the godless government has gotten us into, why don't you just pick up a rifle and go out and take out some abortion doctors? That's and you
exactly
can really do some good. And of course, Eddie's not advocating that we do that.
Call
but
their
he's
bluff.
Just saying, you know, calling their bluff and saying, you know, why is murder okay? Why are these things okay when
right
the government does it, but not when somebody else does? Demonstrating the absurd by pointing out the absurd. We're going to let Eddie pick it up from there right after this.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you were somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over.
Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Going to do another segment here about what happened at Eddie's church and where he goes from here in terms of his spiritual nourishment and evolution. In the very last segment of tonight, we will have a gentleman who protested the college university tour of Tim Wise, a man who gets paid to talk about how great it will be when the last white person dies. He's half white, half Jewish. Probably speaking at some of these Southern Baptist churches, I guess.
Eddie. Oh, they'll welcome you with open arms.
Anyway, so you got into this conversation with this guy who's basically saying, yeah, you know, America all the way. You know, just a flag. You know, the more America does to spit on Christians, the harder Christians wave the flag. And I will, to my dying day, never be able to understand that. There are not a group of people hated more by this government in this country than white Southern Christians. And they are, there is no bigger acolyte for the American government, as much as they know it is corrupt and anti-Christian, than the people that go to these churches. We say that as Christians. So you got into it with him over this war. Now listen, Eddie fought. A lot of our people are veterans. We are for just wars. We would go to war to protect our family. No problem at all. I don't have a problem dying for a cause, folks. I would have fought in the Confederate Army and gladly laid down my life.
I know you would.
If it came to that. So we're not anti-war, but we're anti-pointless wars that don't serve any of America's vital interests. And you were getting into it with this guy over that. Continue on very quickly, Eddie.
Yeah, because you know what? The Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Church has made
it. And this is the thing that made you leave. This was the straw that led you out the door of your church.
Yeah, I finally realized there was just no reconciliation with my beliefs and my Christian beliefs. And I cannot make, and I told them, you're making an idol out of the Jews. You're making an idol out of Israel. You have bastardized Christianity. We don't come here and worship Jews and worship Israel like the Baptist Church is doing. We worship Jesus Christ Almighty. A Jew, Abraham himself, if he did not recognize Jesus Christ, did not recognize God Almighty, he's going to hell. This guy was saying right here in church, he's saying, yeah, he is fine with the United States bombers going in and dropping napalm, white phosphorus, whatever it takes, to the godless Muslims, because after all, the Muslims are evil and they're a threat to Israel. And that's what James said. I'm going what he said. I said, well, at the same day, we had a lady from some pro-life group coming, sponsoring women who had got pregnant out of wedlock. I said, well, why don't we, if that's the case, if you want to go over here and kill innocent suckling babies, infants suckling their mama's breast just because they happen to be a Muslim, why don't we go in here and like Sam said, I was using absurdity to illustrate the absurd. Why don't we go in, I know some abortion clinics are, set fire to the clinics, and when the doctors and nurses come out, shotgun them. Oh, but violence is never the answer. I said, well, what about all this violence that the United States government is going over here napalming kids? Have you ever seen a kid with napalm dropped on him? He's in the wrong place at the wrong time? I have. It's not a pretty sight. And you told me just yourself, the guy I was talking to, a week ago, you have a 357 Magnum, a 12-gauge pump. You kill anybody who comes in your house trying to harm you, but you say that violence is never the answer. You know, you're a hypocrite. And I cannot worship the Jews. I can't worship Israel. I can't worship these unholy wars to make the world safe for Israel. I said, I would not sacrifice one hair on my grandson's head to save every Jew that ever lived, to save the entire country of Israel, to save those Ashkenazi Jews over there that Christ in Revelation referred to as Jews that claim that they're Jews but are not Jews. Read Revelation. I think it's second, third chapter. I know Sam will know. But that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I just cannot worship war, especially when it's just endless war, you know, perpetrated by the Jewish lobby in the United States. It's always American boys being killed and sacrificed on the altar of Zionism. Never the Jews. It's like Keith Alexander once said.
You're on a roll. You're on a roll, but you know, they're supposed to be our great allies. Americans are always wringing their hands saying, what can we do to help Israel? When's Israel ever said, what can we do to help Americans? What can we do to help Christians?
Never. And these very people of the church saying, oh, I saw on Facebook today, they're talking about how evil the Muslims are, how they're pedophiles. Let me tell you what, the old Jewish Talmuds of Jews that came out of Babylon, read their Jewish Talmud. The Jews that came out of Babylon, they patented pedophilia. They patented perverted sex. Look at Hollywood. It's not the Muslims that run Hollywood. I'm telling this guy on church when it came right close to fisticuffs, and I just had to leave. But, they own Hollywood. All the filth, all the porn, all the drugs, all the slavery came from your precious Jews. And they are just like Jesus Christ told them. They are not the sons of Abraham. They are blood-wise, but Jesus Christ said spiritual-wise, they are their sons, the devil. And it's true. But the Baptist church, I'll also add, most of the churches I know, they worship the Jews in this country. Let me tell you, another thing that really ran me out of the church, I do not want my tithes going to all these non-white countries. We have white genocide going on right here in the world, in South Africa, all over Africa. We have white slavery coming out of the Eastern European nations. There's not one word ever mentioned about that in any of my churches. When we had this god-awful hurricane up here in New York, I forget the name of it, I tried to get people, let's take some money for this hurricane up here that's wiped out the Northeast. Never one word about that. It's always, what can we do to save the blacks? It's always, to Haiti. It's always, Africa. We have a revolving door going to Africa.
Well, all of that takes a toll. Because here's the thing, and as we've mentioned, and we've been very clear and very consistent about this, we don't wish the Jews or blacks or anyone else any ill will, but as Christians and as sons of Europe, we look to our family first for the benevolence, and certainly they, we wish them well. They should help themselves. Who helps us? Who helps people in Appalachia? Who helps people in Alabama when there's a hurricane or a tornado? The state governments and the people in the community. Who helps the whites and Fergusons when the blacks go crazy? Themselves, nobody. You don't get these international aid organizations coming in. You might get a little bit of assistance from the federal government, but not to the extent that you did in Katrina. And so it all takes a toll. It all takes a toll, especially when, as we know, in Estonia, this was pointed out that 3% of the population in Estonia that suffered horror upon horrors during the Soviet regime, which was, of course, aided and abetted by the Jewish Bolshevik Revolution, 3% of the people in Estonia claim Christianity as their faith. Why aren't we sending missionaries to Estonia? All of these things take a toll, but it is not to say that the faith of our fathers and the gospel of Jesus Christ is not what is right for our people. Certainly it is. And I even said to Eddie, I had an epiphany this week. I said, Eddie, you know what, though? I understand that. I still take my family to church every week, and I've got a great pastor. My pastor was at our 10-year anniversary celebration and has been on this show several times and is with us all the way. But I said, you know what? If we're going to leave the church, if we're going to encourage people who accept Jesus Christ and accept our positions on race and Jewish power and influence, if we're going to encourage them to leave the church, if you're going to leave the church, what do we even do the radio show for? How are we going to take back the country if our message is to withdraw? So I told Eddie, I said, you know what, I understand completely. And for a long time, I couldn't understand why Eddie hadn't left yet. But then I started to say to myself, you know what? We need people like Eddie. We need our people in these churches. We need our people in these institutions that are being perverted to serve as salt, to serve as light. So I encouraged Eddie to go back to his church It's not going to change a lot of the things he's upset about, and rightly so. But without people like Eddie involved in these churches and involved in their communities and involved in their schools and involved wherever our people are being attacked, how are we ever going to make any headway if our only solution is to withdraw to our homes and do it all in isolation?
I got a question. I'm going to ask James on the air. James, son, I'm going to ask you. It's in my opinion that the Baptist Church and probably the others, I've been to another church. Do you think that the Baptist Church has made an idol, has made a god out of the Israel?
Well, they're scared. The Baptist churches are run by white people, and white people are scared to death of being called an anti-Semite or a racist. So they're doing everything they can to be socially acceptable, but they're letting the world influence their actions rather than trying to influence the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Let me ask you another question, James. This is a sticking point with me. We talked about this today, and I get the two quick questions. What are we going to do about our tithes? I mean, we cannot have our tithes going to ungodly causes. And secondly, James, will we get kicked? If I go back to Macon Road, or are they going to kick me out when I get very, very vocal about what we've talked about tonight? When I go give this lecture at Macon Road Baptist, are they going to kick me out?
I think you should tell the truth in love and not come across as being belligerent. And I know you're passionate
That's
about
hard
these
to
things,
do.
But I'm just saying, go in there. Don't hide the candle under a bushel. We've got to have good people who have our ideas and who see things clearly to be involved in every aspect of American life, including in the churches. So, you know, go in there, tell the truth in love, and just see what happens. If they kick you out of church, then so
be it. My conscience will be clear.
But with your conscience will be clear, yes. If they kick you out and forbid you from returning, then that settles that. As far as tithe to Chuck Baldwin's church, but still attend the one you can here locally. That's what I would do.
That's tithe.
You know, and you're still giving to the Lord your 10% as he dictates. He doesn't say you attend Chuck's church online as well.
Excellent point.
We're going to take a break, folks. We'll see what happens with Eddie. Will he go back or won't he? We'll keep you posted. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we are going to wrap up the show with even more fireworks. And I'll tell you, it is great to have a radio program like this that reaches so many, and it's great to have people in the chat room tonight, but where we're really going to make a difference ultimately is on the streets, and we have to be able to motivate people through our good work to do things in the homes of family and out in the community. We can't just be, I think Hunter Wallace said this recently, I believe it was him, we can't just be a community of pixels on the internet. And certainly, you know, we've believed that and have tried to live that in our activism here in the political cesspool through the media and through other opportunities that have been given to us. Matt Heimbach is on the program with us now, and he has certainly been doing that for a long time as well. And he's doing it with one of the great villains of our people, Tim Wise. Matt, welcome back to the program. I'd just like to ask you to, for the sake of those who may not know, give us a quick 30-minute bio on Tim Wise and why his current college lecture tour should be protested by the good sons and daughters of the West, and exactly how you've been doing that.
Sure, and it's a pleasure to be on, Mr. Edwards. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak with your listeners and yourself. So for those of the listeners who don't know about Tim Wise got his start in Louisiana. He started organizing against David Duke back when Dr. Duke was running for governor, and since has found a wonderful niche market in basically supporting white guilt. He's gone to all 50 states to be able to promote to students that they should feel guilty about their heritage, about their people, that whites have no ability to organize for themselves, and essentially every bad thing in the world is due to white people. And, you know, for those who are actually just more interested in the faith-based thing, Mr. Wise also said recently that that Jesus represents white supremacy and right. is openly anti-Christian. So regardless of whether you're in the struggle just for our people or for our faith and our people or just the faith, there's something to dislike about Tim Wise for everybody.
Amen. And I believe his most inflammatory thing was what he wrote in, was it at the wrap of the 2008 elections, Matt, or 2012, about how the clock is ticking on the day that the last white person will be here or something to those along those lines?
Yes, amazingly, and we all know how, you know, I consider myself a conservationist. I love the environment, but animals are on a different level than people. But Mr. Wise said that unlike an endangered species of muskrat, that basically white people don't deserve to be saved. So even while admitting in his own writings that whites are in danger and in demographic decline and social decline and influence in our own countries, that unlike a small furry critter, no one should fight for us. We shouldn't be saved. There shouldn't be a Hands Across America for us. We should just be allowed to die. And tick-tock, the time is ticking.
And we've posted that. That's been widely circulated on the internet. But these are the ideas that give life to Tim Wise's speaking tour. He's going and speaking to college students at universities across the country and being paid an obscene amount of money to do so. See, now those are the kind of ideas, Eddie, that we can have if we really wanted to make money. But obviously, this sort of hatred, you want to talk about real hatred. It's not coming from Matt Heimbach, James Edwards, Eddie Miller, this radio program. It's coming from people like Tim Wise who are being rewarded for it. And thankfully, we have a contingent of Americans like Matt who are going out there righteously and opposing this sort of message. Now, we're all for freedom of speech. If he wants to be vile, he can be vile, but he should also be opposed for that. That's what they say about us, and you're doing it as well as anyone, Matt. In fact, better than anyone else. Tell us about your recent interaction. Fill in the blank, please.
Sure. We had opposed Tim Wise last year in Terre Haute, Indiana, and actually had been the local anti-racist decided to attack us with improvised weapons like locks and socks and knives, which we won that physical altercation. One of their members, because they attacked us, actually went to prison But this year, of course, we were interested to see what the left was going to do. But we had almost two dozen activists who, for a Wednesday, you know, during, you know, for the evening during the work week, is very difficult. But, you know, men and women who were very dedicated. We actually went from the courthouse and marched all the way down one of the most liberal streets in the Midwest, right near where the communist bookstore in town here in Bloomington, Indiana is. And yes, it is, actually is a communist bookstore. We marched onto campus and we went and set up a picket line outside of where Mr. Wise was speaking. We weren't going to go and disrupt his speech because we do respect his freedom of speech. But like you said, Mr. Edwards, he needed to be opposed. And of course, against us was the assorted forces of the degenerate left, where people who just about a month ago during a Black Lives Matter protest, that several white supposed anti-racists actually assaulted a black police officer and hurt him and stole his body cam. So, an irony, again, as we always see, the left is inconsistent, that you've got white people fighting for black people who hurt black people. and that's the sort
that's
of
right.
people that, you know, situation that we saw. You know, just angry, you know, spoiled white people, and an amazing amount of women, actually. That there weren't a lot of, and of all the men there, none of them actually looked healthy. They all kind of looked sickly, and they were in women's jeans. It was very not the most threatening scene, but they tried to block our message with you know, banners and improvised bed sheets. But we took those, and the police agreed with us because, you know, they were not respecting our First Amendment rights. And on several occasions, the left, they threw rocks. They tried to start physical altercations with us. But all was for naught because they weren't able to drive us off of our position, and we stayed and did our entire protest. And there was actually one kind of amazing moment where, as they were throwing rocks at us, and big size rocks, there was a black woman who actually yelled for silence and started addressing both sides of the crowd, talking about that, you know, we are people. She disagrees with us politically, but don't be trying to hurt us. And then actually one of the anti-racists started to chant her down. So there was a moment that most people would probably find ironic that our side started chanting, "Let her speak." And these supposed white anti-racists were shouting down a black woman who was trying to speak her mind. You know, they're all about supporting blacks until blacks want to be able to stand up for themselves, and they need to be silenced. It was a very kind of funny, ironic moment.
Incredible.
Anti-racists yelling at black people.
Eddie wants to chime in. Matt, well, it's incredible what you're saying, and we're going to toss it over to Eddie, but you touched on something that people should not forget, and that is the appearance, the outward appearance of the people that support a guy like Tim Wise very much reflects, I think, the true nature of their soul. And, you know, you come to some of our meetings, and I know, Matt, you were here in Memphis back in October with us. You see, you know, well-spoken, well-dressed, clean-cut men and women, almost to a man. I mean, I don't see anybody here at the political cesspools anniversary party that didn't match that description, but almost across the board when you go to our gatherings of our people. But when it comes time for the, as you put it so succinctly and so accurately, the degenerate left, they look like something out of a carnival. And I want to ask you, Matt, where the next stops on Tim Wise's hate tour will be and where people can get more information and how people can stand in opposition to such a message. But first, a quick comment from Eddie Miller.
Oh, there, Matt. Eddie Miller here. I was going to say, you know, since Jesus Christ came upon the scene 2,000 years ago, the Jews have been the arch enemy of white Christians. And yes, they are right. The white race is in decline, and they may be right. The last white person may be on the face of the earth before too long because of the environment that this Antichrist Jewish society has put upon the white people here in America. We have out-of-control taxes, out-of-control, working conditions in America where these colored racists, non-white racists, are favored with every kind of government subsidy you can have. We can't afford to raise children in this country anymore. Most people, especially in the South, because of the high taxes, they are right there. Yeah, we are in danger there, Matt. And I would just like to say that I am totally against this peacenet crap because the people, these Jews and these people that hate white people, they always shout us down in the public arena. I say we fight violence with violence. That's where I say.
Well, not violence in terms of going out and obviously
Well, you know, if we should shout them down, too.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah. You're not talking about getting physically violent. But, no, you're talking about going out there and protesting them with the vigor that they tried to protest with us. And, Matt, where can people find Tim Wise so they can vocalize their opposition to him in the coming days and weeks?
His next stop, actually, for all the sons and daughters of Dixie, North Carolina, is going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's got to be at Queens University of Charlotte. He's going to be speaking on March 25th at 7 o'clock at the Dana Auditorium. And actually, myself and Mr. Scott Terry and other trad youth activists, folks from the League of the South and the CFCC will be coming together right outside the auditorium at 5:30 p.m. on March 25th in Charlotte. And we're going to be opposing Mr. Wise. So anyone who wants to get involved can go to www.tradyouth.org. We're going to be having a post about all the details about the event on Monday. And I hope everyone can come out and stand against Tim Wise.
Give that website again real quick,
tradyouth.org. Thank you so much, Matt, for giving us the information tonight. And God bless you and your efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for tonight. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.